Victor Echo 7, Lima Sierra Juliet. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Randy, and I run the Mets. I haven't met any celebrities here in Vancouver, so I'll just skip the question for today. And have a wonderful day, 73.
Not a problem. Question is optional. Nice to talk to you, Jeffrey. You have yourself a great day at 73. Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Yankee. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to all those on that. No real celebrities for me. That was an interesting topic. Nice to listen to between jobs here. 7-3, and I hope everyone has a great day.
Sounds good. Work safely. You have yourself a great day, Paul. 73. All right, still looking for late or missed for the Rainbow Country now.
Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie for a recheck.
Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie, recheck. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, as for your question, I met Danielle Smith before she was premier. I helped work on her campaign. I also met a gentleman named Bobby Turcola, or Curtola, I'm sorry. He was, he had a hit or two in the 50s, and I think he was one of these Canadians that went down south to seek his fame and fortune. There was a karaoke sort of thing, singing in the shower thing at the exhibition there, in the Edmonton's exhibition, and he was at the entrance shaking hands with people. So that was
my dad had his bunch of his stuff, 45s and that kind of stuff, but he was like, yeah, Canada's Paul Hank. Oh, we lost you, I guess. Anyways, yeah, I remember Bobby Curtola. That's cool. Okay, so anyone else later missed for the Rainbow Country Net?
Victor Alpha 7, Delta, November, Juliet, BA 7, DNJ. The name is Max.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo, recheck.
All right, I got two there. I'll be with you in a sec, Willem. Victor Alpha 7, Delta November Juliet. Good morning, Mac.
Thanks so much for the check-in and the call. What was the question?
Question of the day is celebrity encounters. Have you met anyone famous? Who was it?
Yeah, I sat next to Quentin Tarantino on a flight back from Mexico in the economy section. He couldn't get his seat.
Oh, fair enough. He had first class but got bumped, or?
I'm not sure if it was disorderly conduct or what it was, but the guy was certainly a wild man. It was a fun flight.
Nice. Yeah, it would have been interesting. As long as you don't have the aisle seat, you can just kind of sit back and watch.
VA7DNJ, thanks for the check-in, 73.
Love it. Thanks, Max. All right, you have a good day, and 73. Let's see, I think we had a recheck there. I think that was Willem. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Just a question about a 10-fet half-wave antenna. Or I want to make a straight line, or there's two options I want to do, but if a straight line, can I feed it in the middle?
Well, I am definitely not the guy to ask about that because I am no expert, but it sounds to me like you're describing a dipole.
Fed in the middle would be like a dipole configuration unless you were trying to do NVIS.
So I got about what I measured probably around give or take 60 meters. So I want to put my post in the, my pole or my tower in the middle and then go to two trees, one on either side. So I'll just feed, I want to feed it from the middle if that's possible.
Yeah, then your end fed would resemble an inverted V, which would create an NVIS propagation signal.
So with the V, is that better to go up with the V or down?
It would better to be go up, and then your NVIS propagation would be more local in scope rather than radiating outwards for long distance DX.
And what about putting a loop in that configuration, like feed it in the middle and then go up to one tree and then go from that tree all the way over to the next tree and then down to the middle? That would be a loop then, right?
It would resemble a loop, and I think your S quotient would probably drop quite a lot. Give it a try and see if you're hitting long distance DX or local signals.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it up there and play with it and whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. We can switch over to another channel if you want to talk more on this.
Yeah, I will do that later. What's your call sign?
VA7DNJ. We can talk on the FROM repeater if you'd like.
Yeah, no problem. I'll maybe call you later. I just got to do a bunch of things in the shop here. But I'll call you later on this channel and then we can switch. And then I won't keep up the net right now. Thank you. 73.
VA7DNJ.
Don't worry about holding us up. That's what the net is here for. Thanks for jumping in there, Max. And, yeah, hope you get that sorted, Willem. You guys have a great day at 73. All right, this is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. I have just a couple of minutes here, and I am going to have to fly. So I'm going to make one more call out later missed for the Rainbow Country Net for Wednesday, Feb 25.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Tango Delta.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Tango Delta. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Don't have too many celebrity encounters. I guess I was had my dog on the ferry and was sitting in the ferry area with Sarah McLachlan, having a good chat with her a couple years back, and when I was a kid I used to deliver Brian Adams newspaper, so would always get a Christmas gift from him every year, which was always fun. But nothing much more than that, V7 LTD.
Oh, fair enough. Another guy living over on the North Shore there I met. I forgot about that one, actually. Lead singer of Loverboy. I can't remember. Oh, Mike Reno, I think.
Yeah, he also lived just below me there in Caulfield area. So, yeah, there's, I don't even count the professional hockey players because I've been involved in that for many years. Like, I had coaches that used to be Vancouver Canucks and lived near several professional players in the West Vancouver area.
Yeah, I don't count any of them either. I've met so many professional hockey players. But yeah, good stuff. Good encounters. Nice area in that North and West Van for those celebrity encounters, that's for sure.
I guess one that's kind of cool is I did play street hockey with Brett and Bart Hull on my street in Caulfield one time because Brett's brother, Bart, I believe it is, lived just next door to a friend of mine, and we were out playing, and they came out to play with us, and that's when Brett was actually an NHL player.
Man, don't stand in front of that slap shot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think I was probably, 15 at the time. Anyways, thanks for doing the net, and have a good evening, or good evening, good afternoon, V7LTD.
You too, Dave. Thanks for checking in. You have a great day, and 73. Last call for the Rainbow Country net.
UGM.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike. Good morning, John.
Hey, Randy, what, before my radio crap, though, where did I leave off?
You never, ever got in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me tell you. Let me just go through the list real quick. I did a lot of close protection work, policing background, military. Chris Pine, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's great. Chris Pine is a flower. Reese Witherspoon, that was on the set of This Means War. She's amazing. Steve Page, did some work up with him, close protection, Bare Naked Ladies. That was Celebrity Wine Festival. Bruce Greenwood, he was really cool. Jared and Jensen on Supernatural. I worked out with them in their little private gym. They're really cool guys. Great. The Queen, back in 2002, she came and there was a lunch with the Queen, invite only. Kristen Stewart, Breaking Dawn, Twilight, I was her close protection. She's horrible, chain-smoking. I think she rules the world. Rudy Reyes, Call of Duty dude, nobody will know him. John Cretchen, family friend, spent one Christmas there. Gene Simmons and Shannon. Went down to see them in at their place in L.A. and also in Whistler. They are super, super cool, down-to-earth people. So, yeah, one of my exes would say, you're like Forrest Gump. And then a local celebrity, Leah Halaev. I dated her for 3 years. So, yeah, I got a kind of weird way things work here.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, there's some good names. Did you say Chris Pine is a flower?
Yeah, he was a princess on set. Tom Hardy was super cool. My God, I spent like at least a couple hours and an hour here and an hour there just sitting down on lunch and just, man, that guy's so approachable. Like, he's a really cool dude.
That's, I want to make sure I got the right guy. That's Venom, right?
I think so. I think, I don't know Venom, but I believe he was the guy. I think so, yeah. British guy, EastEnder, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Well, a better one, I guess, and you probably know, is and I think his coolest role that I liked was Lawless.
Which one was that? Lawless? I'm going to write that down. Check it out.
I think it's called Lawless. He and I think Shia LaBeouf is in it. They play like moonshiners in the, 1930s or whatever the case may be, fighting against the local, cops and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, cool. I'll check it out. I got to figure out what's going on with my radios. Well, thanks a lot for doing the net. It's awesome. I let you go because you said you got a jet, and I'm just taking up a bunch of time. Sorry about that, Randy, and thanks for doing it. Awesome. Hey, everybody on frequency 73, Victor Excel, Uniform Julie Mike.
Sounds good, yeah. And sorry, I didn't hear you earlier. I think I'm guessing you probably tried to call in when I called you in the roll call, but I heard nothing and had moved on to the next person, so my apologies. Have a great day, Johnny. 73. I have 2 minutes, and I do have to run. Last call, Rainbow Country. Okay. Okay, I think we have everybody. So I would like to thank all 153 people that checked in this morning with me. I look forward to hearing from all of you the next time I'm in the big chair about 6 weeks or so down the road. I'd like to wish a very good morning to all of our listeners, whether by scanner, web, or RF. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy, closing the Rainbow Country Net at 11:29 a.m. and returning the repeater to general use. 7-3, everyone.